quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here. Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle, and I want to talk about this idea of connection and the confusion between connection and spending time. So lots of people will say, I'm super connected to my kids, or I also get this phrase, I don't have time for connection. I don't have time to be connected parent. I don't have time to spend more time with my children. And that's not really the idea of connection. The idea of connection is responding in the everyday moments using a more connected approach. So if a child refuses to put their shoes on, or if they have a meltdown because their friend was mean to them, or they don't like their physics teacher, or they're having a sibling fight, or they refuse to do a chore. All of those moments are everyday moments that are happening anyway. But the way in which we respond to those moments can be connective or they can not be connective. So if you can change the way in which you respond to your children in connected ways, then you can live in a relationship that feels better and your children feel more bonded to you. So you don't have to do a lot of extra or more. You have to do different. And this can be very hard for people because they get overwhelmed with all this. What is connection? And how can I live a more connected life? And how can I do more than I'm already doing? Are you asking me to do more? And I'm not, or nobody really is. We're not asking anyone to do more parenting. In fact, what I find is connective parenting requires less time over time because our children feel better and they do better. And we end up doing better because we feel more connected to them. They feel more connected to us. Their behavior gets better and it becomes easier to parent. So in the long run, it becomes much easier to be a connected parent than a controlling parent. But getting there is hard because we're fighting against all of the natural instincts that we have that we learned from our own parents, or we learned from society, or that we just actually believe in our mind, our mindset. So in order to help people really lean into this idea of connected parenting, I have always done one-on-one coaching because I need to really sit with people and get deep into it. And not everybody has the time or the resources to do one-on-one coaching. And I understand this deeply. And so what I've really tried to do now is to chop connected parenting into little tiny pieces and disseminate it to people in little tiny bite-sized absorbable pieces that they can do every single day so that they can get to a shared goal of learning the whole pedagogy and framework of connected parenting over time. I'm sending out 30 reminders for folks. Each day you get a reminder. Here's something you should try with your children for today. Let's see how you do. And the next day, why don't you try this, or try not doing X, Y, or Z? So each day I will send a reminder for 30 days. So for 30 days, you get a reminder. And this challenge is called the 30-day challenge. So for 30 days, you get little reminders. And then in addition to that, I will give you 4 weeks of group coaching with a small cohort. So we keep these cohorts really small. And you meet with me once a week via Zoom. And we really dive into what connected parenting looks like, what it feels like, how it is to respond differently. You bring your questions. But Michelle, this was so hard. I don't really understand. How am I supposed to do that? Or I did this and it didn't work. It totally blew up. What can I do differently? Because every person's different and every family is different and you're going to have questions. I can't just give you these 30-day reminders and you're going to go on your merry way and you're going to be like, oh my God, it's amazing. I can do it. If it were that easy, we wouldn't all be looking for the answers. Sometimes we need help. We need support. In these 4 weeks of group coaching, you also see other people who have similar issues often, who are struggling with similar mindset shift changes, who want a transformation like you do, and who are really working hard to move away from traditional parenting into parenting with more connection. When you have that group, those people alongside of you, you don't feel so alone. We're going to take a break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you this incredible show free of charge. So I'll see you back in a few minutes. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I always used to feel like I was walking in quicksand and craving the most unhealthy of foods. My sleep was always off and my moods were unpredictable. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 14,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off the entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code PEACE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code PEACE for 15% off today. Now, back to the show. I know for me, when I first started parenting this way, I kept messing up. And when I would mess up, I had nobody to turn to because they would just say, well, send her to timeout. Why are you worrying about it? Why won't you just reprimand her or punish her or shame her? Why won't you take something away from her? And so every time I messed up, I was thinking, I can't tell my people, my friends, my family, the people in my community, because nobody understood what I was even doing. Most of them thought I was crazy. So I signed up to be a certified instructor. And when I did, I didn't realize I was also getting a community of people within that instructor's program. So I was able to meet with a cohort of people like the one I've created in my program. And those people became where I would share my wins, where I would share my losses. And then I wouldn't feel so alone. And then I was able to be more successful because I had someone to tell on myself or to express my happiness when I did something correct. And they were doing this same weird connected parenting framework. And so without that community, I don't think I would have been as successful. because I needed a place to feel like I was normal because I felt so abnormal doing it. So when you join my 30-day challenge, you get this cohort of people. In addition, we give you access to my school community. So I have this little community called School, S-K-O-O-L. It's this app that we use, and you can put it on your phone, you can put it on your computer, but it's an interactive place where you can talk to people who are also doing this work. So my whole community, so all the people that are in my Connected Parent Mastermind, all my one-on-one clients, anybody who's part of Peace and Parenting is in that community, and it's small, but these folks are doing this hard work. So if you're in the middle of the night and you're having a bad time, you can go in school and type in, I'm really struggling. Is anyone else struggling with this? Is anyone else out there? Is anyone awake? We have people all over the world. So you can interact with folks and they can help you transform, because transformation's not easy. Change is not easy. We can't expect that we should be able to do it alone, because doing that work alone is incredibly difficult. Have you ever felt alone in your parenting? Have you ever felt like, I'm the only person who does it this way? Have you ever felt like society is telling me I'm wrong? Where do I go? How do I get support? It's not easy. So having the school community, having the 4 weeks of group coaching, and having daily reminders helps you stay on track. It's like having a trainer saying, you can do it. You got it. I know you fell down on mile three, but you're going to do it next week. We don't want you to fail in Connected Parenting. I don't want you to fail. I really don't. And I feel that like online courses and podcasts are great places to get introduced to this idea, but often we need more and we deserve more. So if you're looking for more support and you want to look into this Peace and Parenting community, take the 30-day challenge, because we also give you access to my entire online library of all of my materials. So lots of recorded materials, podcasts, my book, all kinds of things to help you move forward in this parenting pedagogy. We really have created a space that feels good, where people are becoming very successful doing this work. So 30-day challenge is out December 26th. Our first meeting will be the second week of January. Please join us for this incredible peek inside the Peace and Parenting community. We'll leave the links in the show notes. I cannot wait to see you there. And I hope this becomes your New Year's resolution, is to find more connection in your parenting. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you guys next time.